But you know what, Steve?
Yes, sir.
That is all elementary. You know why?
Why is that?
Because our next guest is on the line. Are you ready, sir?
I sure am, BJ. Our next guest, well, she's basically your dream woman. She's been on Battlestar Galactica, and now she's going to be on 24. And when I think of her, I think of a sweet peppermint mocha, which is my favorite drink at Starbucks. Get it? She was Starbuck on BSG. Please welcome to the show, Katie Sackhoff. Yeah. That's a great holiday drink.
I was trying to figure out how I was a mocha.
You're delicious.
I thought it was going to be like because you were making some pun and like, she's so sweet.
Oh.
Something. I couldn't figure it out.
You are sweet.
But then... Obviously not smart enough to go, oh, Starbucks. Right, I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's totally fine. It's early in the morning. I'm not used to being up this early, guys.
Join the club.
Well, listen, as a real fan of a lot of your work, Katie, I'd like to apologize for that other man's existence right there.
That's what I'd like to do. I gotta hate. She's endeared by me.
By the way, congratulations to another Pacific Northwest person who's just, you know what, we're always happy here in the Pacific Northwest when one of our locals does well.
I know, isn't it weird? Like, for some reason, we feel like it's odd.
Now, I don't know if
you know, when someone from the Northwest makes it, you're like, oh my God, how did that happen?
There's like a little society in Hollywood, like you hang out with maybe Anna Faris and what's it, Josh Lucas and all those other people that are
don't forget Rainn Wilson.
Rainn Wilson,
Don't forget Chris Kattan.
That's right.
Yeah.
There's one of the kids from, I say kids, one of David Anders, who was on Alias, who's actually on 24 this year, grew up like an hour away from me and he's my age. So I was like, how is it that I don't know you?
That is very weird. I didn't realize that. I didn't realize that he was from the area too. That's got to be a little bizarre if somebody is that close to you, and next thing you know, you bump into them just working in the biz.
Yeah, it's a bit odd. It's a bit crazy. They're kind of all over the place.
So, Katie, I was one of the lucky ones that got to see the media screening of the first 4 hours of 24. So I just see what's going on in the world of Katie Sackhoff and Jack Bauer.
It's pretty crazy, right?
It's we love the show, and what we love about it is that they do pretty much blow out the entire cast every year. It's Jack, and then and then whoever might be somewhat lucky enough to be back. And this year, I think Chloe has been hanging around for a long time, and then Renee, and then there's you, who you're kind of giving Chloe a bit of a hard time because you're a little bit of a computer know-it-all. You are, at least on the show.
Exactly. That's key words being at least on the show. I'm out Chloeing Chloe.
Yeah.
It's kind of, it's kind of crazy to come in and like just be the smart girl.
And it is so weird. I have to say, Katie, it's weird, but at the same time, you've done such a good job on the show because obviously you're iconic as Starbuck in Battlestar Galactica. And for me, who was a huge fan of that show, for me not to expect you to come in and smack somebody with a blaster, really, it's just.
What does that mean?
People keep going, are you going to say frack at some point? And I'm like, no, guys, the show's over.
Yeah.
Well, that's why BJ kept tweeting how fracking exciting he was to have you on the show.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, is frack the swear word on the show?
Oh, they have a lot of cool words.
Yeah, because in that world, when it was written in the 70s, you couldn't say the F-bomb, and so they just called it frack.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
And they brought it back.
Yeah, so
and
I just got really good at it.
Yeah, and they did bring it back for the new show, which I thought was cool, because that was one of the cool things about the old Battlestar Galactica, is they did have that swear word that somehow did get by the censors back in those days, because they wouldn't even let anything that sounded like the F word fly, and they let it fly back in the days of the 70s. And, Katie, on the new show, though, I mean, you really, like I said, you do such a good job that I did actually probably 15 minutes in forgot that, you were Starbuck. And you do play a much different kind of person on the new 24.
Oh, thank you. I tried, I'm used to playing these very, very tough, crazy people. So to play somebody that's put together and a little more sleek is fun.
And the 4-hour season premiere, it's two nights, this Sunday and then Monday, next Monday on Fox, and Q13 channel 13 as well as HD 113. And Katie, also we got to give you props because I'm a huge Big Bang Theory fan, and man, your appearance on that show on Wallowitz's bathtub was just fantastic.
I keep telling Chuck Lorre, the creator, that I want to be Wallowitz's number six and just randomly show up in his he'll be talking to his girlfriend Bernadette and I'll be sitting on the counter in the kitchen randomly, won't even mention that I'm there. He just sees me.
Now, for folks that don't know, Number Six was a Cylon that was in one of the other characters' minds. Like, everywhere, he was just seeing her all the time, and nobody else could see her. And so Katie's saying that for Wallowitz, it could be like a nightmare that haunts him. Though, I mean, it wouldn't be a nightmare, because I'm sure Wallowitz would love that.
It'd be very fun.
So, Katie, I mean, it's...
you guys are just totally geeking out on
us. Well, yeah, I mean, you know, it's
not Katie's fault. It's just, BJ has a big geek crush on you, apparently.
Well, I think a lot of people do. I mean, it's funny.
No, I could tell at the Comic-Con, people going nuts.
You know, Katie, it's interesting. I don't know what you call it anymore, because we are so fragmented as a society when it comes to our entertainment that, I mean, to one set of people, Katie, you are huge, probably the hugest you could be. And then another set of people might go, I'm not sure now. Katie, what has she been in? It's weird, because you're not used to that maybe 10, 15, 20 years ago. If you were a star, you were a star, and pretty much everybody knew it. But it is a little weird now how fragmentation can be a good thing for an actress or an actor.
Yeah, well, there's just so many television stations now that you could be an avid TV watcher and never know who someone is on a network that you don't watch. So it's interesting. You know, it's been a blessing and a curse in that, you know, I can go and I can do something like 24 and have a lot of the 24 audience not know who I am. So I can kind of just dive into that role. But on the other hand, it's like they don't know who I am. And I'm like, come on, guys.
Yeah.
So I'm one of those people that they're going to say is an overnight success, and I've been in the business for 20 years.
Yeah, I know. That's very, very true. But it's, you know, for people like us who have been following you, you know, because what folks don't understand, when you took over Battlestar Galactica, it wasn't easy because there was a guy that played that role at first, and then you come in, and, you know, I know there's a guy in our show who's an old school fan, and he's like, can you believe they made Starbuck a woman? What the hell was that all about? Dirk Benedict was the original guy, and you overcame that and became one of the most beloved characters on the show. That's not easy to do.
Yeah, I'm very good under pressure. So it was fun. I wasn't born when the original series was on, so when I got the role on Battlestar, I had no idea it was a man. So I think that helped me. I was like, whatever. I never really took it that seriously. So, you know, if I got scared every time I did something new and was intimidated, I would never show up to 24 because of Kiefer.
How is it working with Kiefer? Because, this guy seems to be intense. Every story you read about him, whether it be on the set or off the set, Kiefer sounds like, you know what, when you're around him, he's an intense dude.
You know, he's very focused and he's very good at what he does, and he's awesome. He's great at work. I absolutely find him so valuable, and he's a great guy. I met him at Comic-Con when I had just found out that I lost a really close friend of mine, and he... not only was so sensitive about the whole thing, like, he was just like, you know, put his little producer hat on and was like, you need to go home. And I had so many other responsibilities for the next 2 days, and he was like, you should go right now. And I was like, oh, thank you. So he's just, he's a great man.
Now, he didn't yell at you and escort you out with a gun just to make sure you get out without getting captured? He didn't do any of that? He just let you go?
No, but we were, as a cast, we're going to New York, and I was going to be on his flight, and I was like, I think I would just feel safer. You know? Like, it would kind of be like if you were on a flight and you saw Richard Dean Anderson, like, you'd be like, you know what, it's totally fine if the plane goes down because he can make a parachute out of a paperclip.
Yeah. Yeah, and with Jack, if some idiot wants to try to, like, light himself on fire or anything on the plane, you figure, okay, with Kiefer there, that guy's not going to get too far.
Could you imagine? Does anyone know where Jack Bauer is? He's in first class. Go get him.
Well, I'll tell you what, Katie, I'm so happy to see you on a new show and a show that I like, because that was the sad thing about BSG ending was the fact that, you know what, we weren't going to get to see you anymore. And it was a lot of fun to watch you every week on Battlestar Galactica. And now I'm having a lot of fun knowing that we're going to be able to watch you on 24. So I'm stoked about that.
Oh, well, thank you. I'm excited. It's a whole new thing for me. So it's been fun, and hopefully it'll all impress the fans, I guess. So 24 fans are just as crazy as the Battlestar fans.
Yeah, that's a fact. You're absolutely right. And Katie, we're, you know, again, we put a feather in our cap. We love to see a Pacific Northwest person do good. So we're definitely going to promote the hell out of it, because I didn't realize that. I just found out preparing for this interview that you were from this area. I had no idea. So you know what? Now, even more so, we're going to make sure that you become a big star.
Well, thank you.
Has anybody broken into your house lately?
Oh, what?
That's true. Yeah. What? Not lately.
No. You didn't stay in that joint after it happened, because isn't that the grossest feeling ever?
Yeah, it's so weird. Yeah, no, after that happened, I got the heck out of that place.
What did they steal? Anything big?
No, nothing. They just
broke in and took nothing.
They did. They infiltrated the premises. That's my 24 speak.
Oh, so this was kind of like a super crazy fan? Was that kind of a thing?
Yeah, it was years. It was like 4 years ago, actually. And I sold the house at a loss, like the next day.
Oh, that sucks.
Just moved.
That does suck. Yeah. You know, it's unfortunate that people just don't know boundaries. You know, it really does suck. So we're sorry to hear that, Katie. But, you know, well, now you got a new place anyway. And again, you got Jack who can protect you. So that works.
Yep.
I know. I kind of like it was one of those moments though, where I felt like I made it. I was like, I have a stalker. I've arrived.
You know?
Yeah, that is a good point. Oh, Katie, we're told we got to wrap it up, but if you are ever in the Seattle area, carte blanche on our show. If you ever want to promote anything, we'd be more than happy to give you the time. We're big fans of the work, so you know, whatever you want. Like we said, we got to help a Pacific Northwest kid make it. We got to do it.
Thanks, guys.
All right, take care, Katie. Thank you. Oh, there you go. All right. Well, I almost did it. I almost got out at the right time.
Yeah.
Oh, almost, Steve.
So close.
Yeah, so close, and yet so far. All right, again, it's the season premiere of 24, the eighth season. As I said, I've seen the first 4 hours. It's good. I'm very excited about it.
Our trailer looks great.
Oh, yeah. You know who's on there? Our buddy from The Shield, Aceveda. Anybody ever watched The Shield? He's on the first episode.
Is that Benito Martinez?
Yeah, he's on there.
Nice.
How about that? You got Freddie Prinze Jr. is on there. He's the love interest for Katie Sackhoff, as a matter of fact.
Oh, he's got out of the world of the WWE to do some acting again.
How about that, huh?
Behind the scenes, he helps write WWE storylines.
I didn't know that.
Oh, Freddie's a big wrestler.
Look at Freddie. Chloe's back. Now, I got to tell you, now, Renee, you guys didn't follow last season, but Renee was a hot redhead that Jack, and she worked for the FBI, and Jack kind of corrupted her with the way he does business. You know, they didn't do anything. I don't think they had any sexual relationship at all, because I don't remember that. But he did corrupt her. She was sort of like, you know, a straight and narrow, by-the-book kind of FBI agent. But you know how Jack does business. And she eventually had to, you know, sort of adapt to Jack's way of doing stuff, and it kind of made her a little crazy.
Yeah.
And here's what I want to say. When Renee shows up this season, and she will show up in one of the first 4 hours, so you'll see her by the time, you know, Monday's episode is done, you will definitely have seen Renee. There is an epic scene that I mean, how about all the years I'm watching 24, I said, whoa.
Yeah.
I was like, wow. I mean, part of me was like, that's awesome. But also part of me is like, that's creepy. And I will just say this. Even Jack Bauer said, what the F? When do you think Jack Bauer would look at somebody else and go, dude, too far?
Really?
Oh, yeah. So I'm telling you, it is a great 4 hours to watch on Q13 as well as HD Channel 113 on Comcast. Well worth it. I can't wait for next week. I'm bummed out because I won't this weekend. You know what I mean? I've already seen it all, but you can see it for the first time. But the Renee scenes, when she shows up and when you get to see, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. I mean, it was just awesome.
They're going to show 4 hours this weekend?
4 hours.
Sunday and Monday. Yes, sir.
Wow.
How about that?
Does Simon Cowell make an appearance on the show?
Well, yeah, he's going to have to, since he's going to leave American Idol at the end of the season.